We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Podcast where I try to figure out how I'm still single, even though I'll let you fist me and use me as a puppet. And I'll even talk. I'll be like, wah, wah, wah. My guest today, you know him, you love him. He wrote for At Midnight. He has an improv group called White Women that performs at UCB monthly. They're very funny. Also, you were on the UCB show.
Yeah.
And you're perfect. Iffy. No.
Yeah, you keep trying to say that in
Wadiway. Jesus Christ. I truly asked Iffy before we started how to say it, and then I got real excited and immediately forgot it. Iffy, thank you so much for being here.
Ooh, thanks for having me. I've been wanting to be on this cast for a long time. I love talking relationships. I love talking sex. You know what's next.
What is next? Relationship, sex, marriage, and a baby.
Yep, that
you
did know, happen.
You have a baby.
Yeah, small.
You have a baby that I still have not met, even though.
I know. I was thinking about bringing her, but they were gone when I got back from the gym.
That would have been so much fun. Yeah. But this baby's no longer a baby. This baby
she's
is
a toddler.
Two?
Yeah, two.
And I missed the sweet part for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I love a baby, a cherub, a fat little dummy that only cries.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
smiles.
I get it because I've picked up other babies now. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, this was the moment. Now she's turned into a little woman / demon.
With like opinions.
Oh, yeah.
When I was nannying, I remember I had the kid from like, he was like 7 days old to about two. I remember the day he was like, Cole, I don't like Sketty. And I was like, since when? You eat Sketty all day, every day, you dumpster idiot. Where are you getting this opinion from? So is being a dad, is it hard?
A little bit. I mean, I feel like when you're a comic dad, you have a whole different mm-hmm. dad experience because you're like, hey, all right, babe, I'm out for the night because I got to work. Mm-hmm. And especially when you also do like something in the day, you're like, all right, I'm gone in the day because I got to work.
So what you're saying is you're a deadbeat dad.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I try and like, you know, spice it up a bit, you know, but yeah, no, 100%.
No, I'm kidding. It is hard, I would think, for a balance.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's like, as a comedic actor, you work during the day if you book work.
Yeah.
And then you're doing shows at night.
Oh, yeah.
So has your kid gone to any of your shows now? Right?
No, not yet. Not yet. Yeah, actually, one show. I did a show at Meltdown, and
Rest in peace, Meltdown. Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, Aurora had to meet me there and had Naomi with mm-hmm. her, and so she was in the back sleeping during the show.
Oh, yeah. That's
cute.
So that's the. So she has been to one show.
I recently did a show at Missouri State University.
Oh man, yeah. I caught you in transit. That was real
you
fun.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Yes, yeah, so over the weekend I did like four college shows, and waiting in the TSA pre-check line, I looked up and I was like, "Oh, that's iffy." So then I did my classic squat look up and went, "Iffy!" and scared a bunch of white people
on that
line.
Yeah, they did not know what was going on.
They were like, "Is it an attack? What is happening?" Also, TSA, they love to go, "So where are you headed?" And my response is always, "What's on the boarding pass?" I don't fucking know. I'm going to five different places this week. I don't know. But yeah, we ran into each other. I had a good show at Frostburg University. Yeah. Loved them. They were great. Then I went to Missouri State University.
Oh, wow.
There was a baby in the crowd.
Ooh.
Crying.
Oh, yeah.
Moaning.
Okay.
Doing baby things.
So that was a super mom who's like, "Yeah, I'm going to college.
It was,
I'm going to be a mom."
It was Parents Weekend.
Oh.
And I asked before I got on stage, I said, "You want me to keep this cleaner?" The girl said, "No, be you. That's why we booked you. You better believe." Everyone was very angry with me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
There was a phone call to my agent.
Oh, I've heard so many phone call to agent stories. It's like, but I asked. I tried to.
I should have known. I should have said, "You know what, Nicole? Let's use deductive reasoning. There's a baby in the crowd. People are with their parents. They don't want to hear about your pussy. But guess what? Those Republicans needed to hear about a black pussy." No,
yeah.
I don't know if they're Republicans. No, I have no idea.
That's a good chance. Missouri.
And to Mizzou. Be fair, some people did enjoy the show. There was one woman in the front row. I meant to thank her. She was a round, fat little white lady. I loved her. She was tee-hee-heeing and knee-slapping.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Lady, if you recognize yourself and you listen to this, thank you.
You need that you need that person in your show who's mm-hmm. really fucking with you. I did a historical roast in the belly room.
Okay.
And there was this, like, dude in the front, like, the second row to the, like, right of the stage
mm-hmm.
who just would be like, "That's funny." And which is great because I normally like when it's an old black man,
mm-hmm.
but this was like a young Asian dude. I'm like, "All right, we're passing the torch here. We're getting progressive." And he would just be like, like, there was I did a joke that like did one of those things where like it took people a while
uh-huh.
to get it. And he goes, "Oh, good joke."
That's very funny, but then also grades on my nerves a little
yeah.
bit. Because I said grates on my nerves. Because, great, I'm so glad you're having fun. But do you have to audibly say "good joke"? And also, if you're going to audibly say "good joke," you have to go "mediocre joke, bad
yeah.
joke. I hated it." Nah, I feel okay about it. But also, don't talk during a comedy show.
Yeah,
just don't fucking do it.
If you're going to do it, at least have a clipboard. So I'm like, okay, well, he's evaluating the whole situation.
That would be so funny. I would love to be like, "All right, let's see your notes." My favorite is after shows, a lot of older white men like to come up to me and say, "Wow, you're funny. Some of the stuff I didn't relate to, but I think you should keep doing it." And I'm like, "Oh, gee golly, thanks, George.
Yeah.
I guess I will. I guess I'll keep doing comedy because you tell me to."
I love that they came to a show that you were flown out for, that to think, "She might give up if I don't."
Yeah, if I don't, tell her right here, right now, she might go home and sleep for the rest of her life and never do comedy again. Oh, boy. Traveling is awful. I, for whatever reason, was like, "I'm not drinking this weekend."
Oh, wow.
So I didn't drink the whole weekend. And I was like, "I don't know how there's sober people in the Midwest. This is bad here. I don't like it."
Yeah.
I don't like it. I also was trying to swipe on Tinder and everybody in the Midwest seemed bad.
Yeah.
I got a message from a man who currently is like, I don't know, 2,000 miles away from me. He said, "Dominatrix? ? That's it. I have goofy pictures.
Yeah.
I would be the worst dominatrix. Like, I'm a step on your dick."
But you know what? That might be a kink. They're like, "Yeah, laugh. Laugh while you step on it." Please.
then I could be a dominatrix if someone was like, I want you to humiliate. I want you to make fun of me and giggle.
Yeah.
Then I could do it. But otherwise, I don't think I could.
Oh, man. That seems like a rough grind. See, for me, it was the opposite. When I went to DC, I was like, okay, I'm going to pause on the keto and do drink. Oh. And your boy got too tore up with some mimosas. Look, your boy, I love pumpkin spice lattes. Uh-huh. I love mimosas. And if I find the right UGG boot, it's going on the feet.
I call your crew the wine drinking sensitive black men of LA. Yeah, when I go out with these boys, we always meet at this wine bar.
Oh, Covell, yeah.
Yes, don't tell them. It's fine. We'll meet at Covell and we'll all be drinking a rosé or a nice white or a full-bodied red and getting our feelings.
Look,
it is, honestly, it's one of my most favorite things because I feel like black men don't get to be in their feelings.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't get to sit and have wine and, you know, giggle with their boys. Like, I love it. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, we're a team full of Drakes. Like, everyone... It's about five Drakes. And for me, I'm an Ice Cube, but like, are we there yet, Ice Cube? Like, I used to be hard because
you used to be hard,
personally,
but you got soft.
Covell is in my gym. Like, I like to go places where we drink a lot and I can grind my genitals against the butt of a woman. Mm-hmm. and you know, consensually, I'm not going to be that weird.
But even you though, have like, a wife.
Yeah. So
are
now
you
I don't,
married? You're full ass married.
Yeah. Well, what's the other married?
Like a half-assed, where you're in a domestic partnership where you're
No, we're married. You know, we'll see how progressive we get if it ends in a open relationship.
Well, you already have a progressive living situation.
Yeah, I know.
You have a baby, a wife, and a roommate.
I know. That's actually how I grew up, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my dad, he would let, like he would bring people from Nigeria and they would like room in our house. So I was used to like growing up in a house with like two random ass niggas just kicking it.
Love it.
Yeah. So
was it weird though?
No, it wasn't. It just was like, all right, this is the family. It was like Full House.
Okay. I like that. I guess Full House is just like three weird adult men and a bunch of girls.
Yeah. Basically.
Wait, what is the demo? Okay, so there's Danny Tanner and his three girls.
Yeah.
And then Uncle Jesse is whose uncle?
Yeah, I feel like it's just that thing that black people do where, like, you either say Mr., Mrs., or call them uncle or auntie.
I had a lot of aunties who were not my aunties growing up. I also had this message on Tinder. He said, I can't believe I matched with you. I love your show. Are you as fun off screen as you are on camera?
And I like that he like fanned out, but also tried to turn it into like a fuck situation where it's like, are you as fun? It's like, I don't want to know.
But here's the thing about it. So I didn't answer.
Yeah.
Hoping that he would be like, hey, I hope that wasn't off-putting. I would like to like meet up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like just like a follow-up. And then he never followed it up with anything. And I've said on the podcast before that I don't love when people mention my work to me at first, because then I don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah. It does seem kind of, you know, all over the place. Yeah.
So I prefer a dude to not mention it, to, if you've heard of me, to act like you've never heard of me. And then when we meet up, maybe like an hour into the conversation or like 45 minutes
just
in,
hold it.
You just like mention it casually. And then we go, okay, well, we talked for 40 minutes and it was like, good.
Yeah, let's pull back the V.
Now you could be like, I do know who you are.
Yeah.
And we can keep talking. We don't have to keep talking about it.
That reminded me of, speaking of Meltdown, rest in peace. I used to play D&D with Cole and Dylan Sprouse at
Did you?
Yeah, they would do Dungeons and Dragons there. And their big rule was like, don't talk about Zach and Cody. You come, no looky loos, only come to play. He literally tweeted that out. He was like, D&D at Meltdown at 6, no looky loos.
I think it's a little uncomfortable because people will either people like to say, I like your work. And then you say, thank you. And then they want to ask you questions about it.
Yeah.
Or they go, I like this one thing you did, but I really didn't like this. And then you're like, yeah, well,
I hate that.
Okay.
Like, cool. I would call it a compliment sandwich, but it's more of a compliment pizza because they just rest the complaint on top of the compliment and leave
I've gotten so many complaints where I'm like, I don't know what you want me to say to this.
I've really gotten in a crotchety level with that because we'll get like, you know, with my podcast, Nerdificent, shout out.
Listen.
We'll get like messages where it's like, hey, man, normally love this show. That's what I like. It's normally just big fan.
This is good for me.
And then it's been like I don't like this aspect of it. Like, I just got a message this weekend where somebody literally described another podcast to me and why they like it and why we should be like it. And I was like, you know, you're trying to tell me how to do our podcast. And, you know, I think I've made it very clear that my only response to that is fuck you.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. But honestly, Cole and Dylan Sprouse are so sexy. I would fuck them so hard that their ancestors would start crying. Like, ooh. I love them. They are so hot. I would do a threesome with them, and it would be fun because I'd be like, I don't know which one's which.
Yeah.
I got a review on iTunes where someone didn't like my podcast. They said, 1 star, only for the self-deceived. So disappointing. Sadly, this podcast promotes ideas that aren't based in reality. Hates men. And supports some counterproductive mental health concepts. It's like therapy that will never get anyone where they need to be. And that was from L. Mub. I love things like that.
Oh, yeah. I love it. And I also love to go click their name and see their other reviews. Because I'm like, this is a person with time.
Oh, so much time.
Oh, way too much time.
So much time.
Oh, yeah.
I try to not make time to hate on people and spend time on them. For a minute, I was like, I will make time to hate some.
Oh, yeah.
But then I really got to a point where I was like, for what? What are you doing? Like, worry about your own coin, secure that bag, and don't worry about nobody else. But this person, I don't hate men. I just need to clear that one up.
Let's clear the air.
I think I say on almost every episode, I love to gobble dicks, and I'll reiterate it. You put a dick in my mouth, I'll suck it. You give me a little booty hole, I'll finger it. I love men. I love attention from men. I love men. Also, I talk about how I go to therapy. So I don't know what I'm sorry that you hate this podcast so much. Also, you'll probably never hear this. So if anyone out there knows L. Mub, please let him know. I love men, and I'm all about therapy and talking to, like, actual mental health professionals.
Well, you know, we'll see his takes on Adele Givens. Probably the same.
I love Adele Givens.
Oh, man. Yeah. Carl was just sitting in the house watching, like, all, like, first watched the, like, set that the sound bite comes from, and then just like let it run Adele Givens jokes. I was like, man.
If you don't know Adele Givens, she is one of the original queens of comedy. She is one of the funniest motherfuckers you will ever see in video or in person. I want her to have all of the success. She's been around since the 80s. She used to do Comedy Def Jam. She's got this one set that literally leaves the audience. They get out of their seats and run around because is that funny. And honestly, I don't want to ruin it or spoil it. Like, just, I think she's wearing a black outfit and the set is, I'm such a fucking lady, which is a punchline to a couple of the jokes.
Yeah.
Or and not a punchline, but it's like a through line to the set. And it's a perfect set and it's so funny. Adele Givens, Nicole Byer loves you so much.
Yeah, and that's the same set that the soundbite comes from. Oh, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely.
The soundbite from Kanye West and Lil Pump's song.
I love it.
I love it, which was featured on SNL where they dressed up as a Fiji bottle and sparkling water. My friend Kanye's lost his mind.
Yeah, you know, it's been hard for me. I'm a Kanye stan, you know. And every time somebody wants to talk shit, it's like, sorry, everyone can't be a Beyonce stan, okay? Everyone can't be.
Yeah.
You know? Some of us has to have faves that are problematic, but you know what? It could be worse. I could be a R. Kelly stan.
Or
a Chris Brown stan.
Kanye, though, we all have to remember Kanye has so much money.
Yeah.
That he, like, when you get money like that, you a Republican. You have to be.
Well,
you
also, it's like, money? I find that when you have a certain amount of money, you just aren't as in tune with shit as people are.
Sure, yeah.
You know, like, I used to be around another rich person who won't be named, but had, you know.
So, a secret Nigerian billionaire was
this person
friend.
Was white. And
so, your secret white billionaire friend, Bill Gates.
It's not very secret if you look at my credits.
shit.
Yeah.
I know who you talking about. Okay.
But I remember for his birthday, he was like, oh, I wanted to do a nice thing. So I said, instead of giving me gifts, donate to the Salvation Army. And then there he's like, and because we're at the rehearsal and he's like, guys, is Salvation Army bad? And we're like, yeah, no, they're very bad.
They're bad.
And then so he told us like that thing where he's like, he was just trying to do this nice thing.
Uh-huh.
And it was so funny because it was like, oh, yeah, no, me and you live in different worlds because, uh-huh. like, I'm boots on the ground, mad about everything. And you're mm-hmm. like, life's tight.
Life's great.
And, let's, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but that just kind of was a, like, a show to me. It was like, oh, yeah, you are too busy securing bags to mm-hmm. be paying attention to everything everyone's mad about on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean.
That's where I want to be. Like, I want to be. Where it like was like, damn, if he has lost touch, like he used to be on here fucking talking about, now he's fucking dapping Elon Musk as they piss on pores.
That was wild. If you don't know, Kanye West went to a small liberal arts college, stood on a desk and told them to leave Elon Musk alone, which I don't think any of them were bothering him.
Yeah. It was tight because, like, here's when being poor is at. Because I, like, canceled my Model 3 reservation
mm-hmm.
Because I was like, look, I can't support this. But also, it's like, I don't need another bill.
I mean, let's get real. Them cars are very expensive. I don't like them because they're a computer. And they what's to stop somebody from driving them all off a cliff?
Well, yeah, someone's definitely going to hack a Tesla eventually.
Right, and kill everybody. Okay, we need to take a break.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops, and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the healthcare everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves healthcare. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're back! Boo-boo! What a fun break! And we're back! We're free! So, you've been married for how long?
It's going to be 3 years in a few months.
And how long have you been with your wife?
It'll be 5 years. It's 5 years now.
Damn! Yeah. That's a good long time. Where'd you guys meet?
UCB. She her first day in LA, she was taking a sketch class, and I was in the
sketch
class.
She moved to LA and then immediately took a class?
Yeah, because she was from San Francisco, She was like, I want to start LA off on a good foot. I'm going to drive down to LA on my first day and take the class. And she did start off on a good dick, which is
there
mine.
There you go.
Wait, I was going to say good foot, and then I thought of that
no,
pun.
No, it's great. I loved it. I'm here for it because I love men, and they have dicks. Or some people who identify as men have dicks.
Yeah.
It is not exhausting, but it's hard to remember to not be exclusive and to be inclusive of all people.
Yeah. We got to be out there.
It is. It's hard. It's hard for me to remember, but I'm trying. I'm trying to be an ally. Trying. Iffy, so were you in the sketch class?
Yeah. So it was my first day, too.
Your first day in LA as well?
No. My first day in the class. I was born and raised out here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm an LA baby.
Where in LA did you grow up?
I grew up in Compton. And then from Compton, I moved to Downey. eighth grade, which is okay. Well, I moved to Downey technically in 10th grade. I started going to school in Downey in eighth grade.
Okay.
But it, basically, this whole thing happened where my stepmom got mad at my sister, went upside her head, and then my sister wanted to be dramatic and went to school and cried and was like, my mom, she hit me. And so then they came the house that we said that we lived at. And,
CPS?
Not CPA? CPS, the school.
CPA is a account.
No, you're right. CPS, Child Protective Services. So they came to our house. They're like, oh, y'all don't live there. So then the school was like, we don't care about that shit anymore.
Oh, no.
Y'all supposed to be living out here. So then we had to move to Downey.
Oh, I see. I see. You're muscular now. For my listeners, you can't see Iffy, but Iffy got a body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. And when he hugged me, I said, ooh. but when I met you, you were muscular, but you weren't as like cut.
Yeah.
So have you always been like a muscly person?
I got into my muscliness around, I totally remember this because, you know, when you have those light bulb moments in life mm-hmm. where you're like, ooh, I like this. I'm going to do this forever.
Mm-hmm.
I started lifting weights in high school senior year, like junior senior year because I was in track. And because quick backstory, I was never able to do football mm-hmm. because my dad, when he came out here from Nigeria, his first roommate was a guy who went to college for football,
uh-huh.
got injured and lost his scholarship, and he was so afraid that would happen to me.
About CTE?
No.
I guess he didn't know about it then.
Not yet, but now he's like, I was right.
I was right.
And
it's
I have to be
great.
Like, you were.
Did you run or were you in the field?
Oh,
part?
I was field. I was always
shot
like
put?
Yeah, shot and
I
distance.
Did shot
yeah.
put. Yeah, baby. My coach was like, you could go all the way. Mm-hmm. You could be number one in the state. And I said, I'm so sorry. I have to go to drama practice.
Ooh, I had the exact same situation. So from like, I think I want to say 10th grade till senior year, I was doing track and I was like mm-hmm. crushing. And my coach was like, yeah. And then I found Comedy Sports High School mm. League, which, if you're aware of Comedy Sports, it's a competitive, family friendly improv
form.
Group. It's probably
you, curse, you have to wear a yeah. hat and they
yeah.
sing at you.
Mm-hmm. and they had a high school. Oh, yeah. No, it's like, it was funny because, like, when I was in it, I loved it. And then when I found long form, I was like, nah, this is where the cool kids are at.
This is where art flows in improv.
Yeah. So we did comedy sports, and then it ran the same time as track. So I had to choose. Mm-hmm. Obviously, chose comedy sports because it was the first time I was like, uh-huh. because all my life I've wanted to act. But my dad's from Nigeria, my mom's from Louisiana. They never once was like, take a drama class. They were just like, mm-hmm. okay. I was like, what? And so So I've said this story on a few podcasts, and I'm going to say it again
okay.
because someone actually sent me a picture of this. So since I grew up in L.A.,
uh-huh.
some summers they would air this commercial that was like, join if you call this number and we'll make you a model or an actor. Call this number.
Mm-hmm.
And all summer I would see it and I would want to call, but I didn't. And then the school year started and I regretted not calling it. So mm-hmm. at the end of this next school year, I'm like, this is the year I call the number and okay. I become a big actor. This is the year. And I told myself, I was gassing myself up all mm-hmm. year. So at the end of the year, I, instead of like signing yearbooks, just normally, I gave everyone autographs and were like, you are my favorite person. This is going to be worth something because I was so sure that I was going to like skyrocket into famousness that summer.
Let me say something. If you are thinking about becoming an actor or a comedian, you have to have some sort of delusion. And Iffy, that delusion is right on track. I love that you signed people's yearbooks being like, this will be worth money someday.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
So like, I'm signing all the yearbooks gassed up. Of course, that summer, that commercial played not once. So I dragged my bum ass back to school. But someone recently from my high school mm-hmm. tagged me on Facebook on their signed yearbook, and I pointed to the signature and said, this will be worth money someday. Two things wrong with that. One, autographs aren't worth money anymore.
No.
That is such a 90s thing.
Anymore.
No one gives a shit about autographs.
I love it.
And two, still on the spectrum of autographs, that just isn't going to be worth much.
Did you have relationships in high school?
I had two significant ones. There was the one where I almost lost my virginity, but then I forgot condoms. Being responsible sucks.
That's great.
Being responsible sucks.
I just went to the gynecologist today because my pussy's sick.
Oh, no.
And, but, like, not bad sick.
Okay.
Sick, and it'll clear up by Wednesday. the gynecologist was like, he was like, do you use condoms? And I said, yes. And he's like, good. Men are bad. Or he goes, men do weird things. And I was like, okay, but you're a man? This is so weird.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He was definitely projecting on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I was like, I wanted to be like, sir, what weird things have you done to a yeah. woman? What are you, like, shitting in their pussy? What are you doing?
Well, I feel like there are so much weird things that the media sells to us. Like, the thing I never got that was mm-hmm. just so strongly pushed by media is, like, smelling panties. Like, I never got how, like... Like, and like, you know what? I will admit, when I, if you, like, in my early 20s, I was like, let me try this and see what the hype's about. And
okay.
I was like, this does nothing for me. What was the, what, who was that? Like, I need to smell panties.
I'll tell you, it was some adult male writer who was like, this isn't weird. Everyone does this. of course I fucking smell panties.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never smelt anyone's underwear.
Yeah, that's...
Because it, like, cradles their
yeah.
dick. Or, like, I don't know. I'll suck a dick. I'm not going to smell your dick.
Oh,
I'm going to smell your dick.
Well, you see, that's... Here's a quick question I have for you.
Yes.
So, do you... Are you, like, anal about, like, your toothbrush touching, like, your partner's toothbrush?
I've never lived with a partner.
Ah.
I've never had my toothbrush next to a partner's toothbrush. But I know in my heart of hearts, your toothbrush absolutely will not touch my toothbrush.
I see that my wife does that, and I don't get it. I was like, you kiss me after I eat your ass. We do much grosser stuff.
What's the grossest stuff you guys do?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think eating ass is the top, which isn't, like, super gross.
It's not gross. I've been a huge supporter of eating ass.
I've been pro.
Spread those cheeks and get your mouth on that puckered little hole.
Look, here's the thing is, like, I've been on eating ass since I've started mm-hmm. eating pussy. Like, okay. I feel like,
but
what have you been doing?
But you can't eat a butt and then eat the puss.
I mean, yeah, you start off there, you go back.
But then you can't go back to the puss.
I guess so.
You shouldn't.
What your gynecologist told you?
Well, no, I was Googling stuff. I was Googling because my pussy's sick right now.
Yep.
So I was like... Is that something that,
yeah,
like,
definitely
that
is.
Makes your pussy sick? It does.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you eat the butt, you gotta, like, rinse your mouth out before you go back to the pussy.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine a less sexy thing.
Oh, yeah.
But a man eating your butt and then going, let me go get some mouthwash so
yeah,
I can
just
hit that pussy back.
Yeah, just give me a second. Now
and
you got this minty flavor.
Would, like,
yeah.
Burn.
You're like, ah.
So I think ass eating has to be the thrilling conclusion to the episode of sex that is happening.
Well, it's been crazy. Like, I don't know what these porn stars are doing because that's why you would never see people go from anal to vaginal mm-hmm. because that was so strict. But now it's the wild, wild
You're
west.
Right. I have yeah. seen women get their assholes blown out and then their fucking pussy slammed like
yeah.
almost immediately.
So
and
I'm like, there must be a new thing out in these streets
well,
that they're
like,
they
girl,
need
your
to
pussy
share.
Might be on fire tomorrow. I read an article. It was like this online thing about, it was like the grossest thing that's happened in porn. And this girl was like, so I was like having sex and I was on my period the week before and I like took off my underwear and there was a smell and I was like really self-conscious about it and I didn't know what to do. And then we were having sex and then it was painful. Then I had to go to the hospital and you better believe there was a sponge in this bitch's pussy for a week.
Oh.
Her pussy stank.
Oh,
she was
no.
still fucking for money.
Oh,
and
no.
then went to the doctor and the doctor pulled a fucking sponge out this bitch's cavity. I was shocked, floored, gagged, and upset.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's so wild. You would think that'd be the first thing you'd want to snatch out after your...
If
so,
my
like, Let me
job
deal with
was
that sponge.
Fucking and my fuckhole smelled bad, I would make sure that, like, it got taken care of.
Yeah.
These bitches be walking around doing the wildest things.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I've been pretty wild. My pussy's also sick because I've been working out and just falling asleep in my gym clothes, which is disgusting. I was like, I dare you to get sick, pussy. And my pussy was like, okay. Yeah. All right. Immediately. So you said you almost lost your virginity to a woman, but you forgot the condom.
Yeah.
So how long did you date that person?
We dated, I think it was like a month or so. I mean, it was a high school relationship.
Okay. I don't know. I never had a relationship in high school. I was pimply, fat. My jeans were always too tight. And I was one of five black kids.
Oh, man. See, that's that math right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you're in a, when you are, because my school was typically, I don't want to say predominantly white because I think it was predominantly Latino, but there were a lot of white kids. And obviously, you know, we as black people have been conditioned to be attracted to white people.
When you are
in a school like that, you do hear weird things, like definitely like hearing way too many times, like, I don't date black people. And there's like a prominent, Aurora has begged me not to blast the person, but I won't. But there is a prominent feminist comedian who told my wife that, because she was like talking about guys and she was like, well, if he's on a team with like five other handsome black dudes, and she's like, I don't date black men. And I was like, see, you can never trust these white women. You can never trust them.
So after you dated that girl for a month, who did you date?
So then I didn't necessarily date this person.
Your relationships. Okay.
There was this high school girl who I lost my virginity to. Her name was Glynis.
How old were you?
I was 18. I was like 17 or 18 at this point, because the whole reason I was like, I gotta lose my virginity, because American Pie was the big thing. And so I was like, I can't graduate without losing my virginity.
I just watched that movie and I was like, what a problematic movie.
Oh, 100%. It's the whole reason I forced myself to lose my virginity, because this movie set the standard that you're a real dweeb if you don't get pussy before you graduate.
American Pie is a story of 30-year-old men who are still in high school trying to lose their virginity before they go to college.
Yeah.
And then they record a woman without her consent naked.
Yeah, all those
And
movies.
They blast it to the whole school, and a child watches it.
Jeez.
And Stifler lets his child brother watch it. That movie is so fucked up.
Not to mention the Stifler's mom bangs a teenager. Yeah.
But I will say this, there is a scene where there's a secret book about eating pussy, and that is problematic, because why is it a secret? Why doesn't everyone get that book?
Well,
also,
remember,
it's thick. Yeah. And I'm like, it's not that hard.
Yeah. Just like, but remember, it used to be the big thing in rap where it's like, I don't eat pussy.
A lot of black men still maintain that they don't eat pussy.
That's one of my favorite things to do, was like shitting on men where it's like, oh, you're bad at sex. that's your whole angle. It's like, no, because I fuck so good. I promise you, you'll never fuck good enough to not have to eat pussy.
No.
Also, it's like, I will redact the name.
Okay.
Of this member of white women,
okay,
who was saying, like, you know, he was having troubles
with sex troubles
with the person he was dating. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know, I feel like, you know, I climax too fast, and you know, she's never happy. And I was like, have you tried eating her out before you have sex?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what? I was like, if she comes. It doesn't matter how last.
Yes.
A life pro tip to any dudes listening who's like, fuck, man, I feel like, just make them come first. And I promise you, they will not care however long you last. They'll be like, I'm good.
That's at least one.
That's my tip, you know?
Yes. Also, tell your friend to ask the woman what she wants.
Dudes are so afraid of that. They're so afraid of communication. And it's
so hot when someone goes, do you like this? And you're like, yes, and we can do this.
Yeah.
Sex is an improv scene.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So your location is a bedroom.
Yeah.
You're in the bed.
Are we going to scene paint right now? It's like, okay.
You're in the bed. There's two people there. The lights are dim, but they are on because you need them on.
Yeah.
Because you need to see what's happening. And you, people who have sex in the dark, you can't do it. You have to see your body, because it's your body and they're there for that. You have to see their body because you're there and you're there for that. Also, you got to make sure there are no bumps and lumps and, you know,
gunks,
creepy crawlers.
Yeah. That's very true.
You know, imagine the lights are off and then you turn them on and there's little crabs on his dick.
Yeah. Like, also, I think another thing dudes are afraid of that they need to stop being afraid of is like using toys in sex. Like, they feel like,
yes,
it's like, dude, you're not John Henry. Like, you don't have to compete against.
Who's John Henry?
The dude with the lumberjack man, the black dude who went against the railroad machine.
Hmm.
Let me see.
I don't know about this black history.
It was a black fable where he was like the human lumberjack.
Oh.
Let me see. I might have said his name wrong.
So before your wife, did you have any serious relationships?
Yeah, my serious relationship before I had my wife, and like the relationship before probably hates my fucking guts, and I don't really understand why. I get it, because like her whole thing when we were dating was like, she was like, I'm getting older, I want to get married and have kids, and I was like, no, I'm on my grind out here.
Oh no,
I'm on my grind out here.
And then you broke up with her, got married, and had a kid.
Yeah, but it wasn't on purpose, and it wasn't. Look, I know how it looks, but you know, yeah, it was. I don't mean, you know, we had other problems, but like that. But I'm like, the optics on this, like, I understand.
But I feel like that happens when a woman is like, ultimatum, I need to get married, I need to have kids, and the guy's like, nah, the next person he dates, he will get married and have kids. Because it's not just you. I've heard that so many times.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's like a unintentional curse.
I guess so. It's the curse of love. Did you ever online date? 5 years is
oh yeah. Oh yeah. So I was a okay Cupid fiend. And here's the thing. I'm real good at, like, you know, really having all my work come in late. For example, before Comedy Sports at track meets, there are all these cute, thick, super thick. I love me a thick shot putting woman. Would have been all over. I would have been all over high school, Nicole.
No, you wouldn't.
No,
she
I
was
promise
not
you.
Cute.
I promise you.
I had a relaxer, and you better believe my hair stuck out like a TV. My hair was not meant to be straight, and I was pimply, and you better believe that I never found a push-up bra, so I had two little lumps on my chest, like the smallest little uniboob at all times. You better believe my tracks was coming out of my head because I couldn't figure out how to glue them down right. I was a mess. But
yeah, I was on the hunt. I was always after these shot put girls because they were just my. So I was, you know, but I never came on strong. Look, Look, I always respected a woman's agency.
Okay,
I never pushed up on them, you know.
Good.
I never. It resulted in a time where the zeitgeist was to be a pushy male. It resulted in a lot of L's for me. But now I'm like, who gets the last laugh?
You, because you have a wife and a baby.
But basically, yeah, I would always like be like, hey, how's it going? You know, just like, what's up? You cute jokes. And then after, like, literally the next meet after I choose to do Comedy Sports, all my track buddies like, hey, Iffy, all these shot put girls have been asking for you. And I was like, of course now, when I'm done. That part of my life is over.
That's so funny.
So, let's smash
also,
cut to OKCupid.
I guess, went to a school where the shot put girls were cute, because in Jersey, a lot of them look like Jabba the Hutt. A lot of them were big, no necks, bodies, like a poop emoji bodies.
A poop
that was
emoji
kind of like
body.
My body in high school.
Yeah.
Tiny up top, big at the bottom. I guess I'm still a poop emoji. Hey. Okay, so did you ever hook up with any theater girls?
No.
Oh, wait, let's go back to OKCupid. Sorry.
Yeah.
So what was your OKCupid experience like?
Oh, man. It was just L's after L's. You know, I think I've met, I think, one or two people. There was one person who was like, let's get high and watch The Big Lebowski. And I was like, oh, this is definitely a fuck text.
This was
let's
a white
go.
Woman.
Oh, yeah. And but definitely nothing past that. I don't know what happened. We never made it laugh. Like, lots, like, all my OKCupids were weird strikeouts. Like, there was one, like, older woman who, like, I was hitting it off with, trying to, like, lay, and then she was in Oregon. And I was like, why are you?
Oh, weird. Yeah.
And it was just always, like, something like that. And then when me and Aurora started dating, I forgot to disable my OkCupid. And a nice thick queen hit me up and was like, hey. And I was like, oh, you're gorgeous, but I just started a new relationship. I'm so sorry. And I was like, of course. All that's what happens.
What kind of intro lines would pique your interest? Like just a hello? How's your day going? What do you like?
Your question infers that people are hitting me up.
Oh, no, they're not hitting you up. Yeah, no,
it is usually me. And I try to, you know, I try and be, you know, when I'm on a dating site, I try and come with the energy of like, hey, I'm a fun guy and I'm not a murderer. Like that's
I'm nice.
Like, hey, how's it going? You know, because you know, I remember I pressured my sister so much to get an OkCupid. I was like, this is, you know, how you'll find dudes. And like when she showed me her messages that she was getting, I was like, I apologize. I'm sad.
Men do not believe the shit that other men say to women. They constantly, dudes are like, wait, no, he couldn't have possibly said that. And I'm like, yeah, right here. He said it.
It's so insane.
I had one guy message me. I think he was just confused. He was like, did we fuck behind a Wendy's last week? And I was like, what? You don't remember that person? How many Wendy's are you fucking behind?
Wow.
And I said, no, we did not fuck behind a Wendy's last week. And then he was like, was it a Burger King? And I was like, we have never met. And he was like, oh, okay. Well, do you want to? And I was like, absolutely not.
I was just like, if you're going to fuck me behind a restaurant, it's got to at least be a Shake Shack.
It's got to be like a Mastro's. We got to get a fucking steak before you fuck me behind a restaurant.
What's crazy is that he said multiple restaurants as if that's his move.
He's the fast food fucking bandit.
Yeah.
Can you look at my Hinge profile and tell me what you think of it?
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay.
I've been on Hinge lately.
This is a good first pick. I love the hair.
Thank you.
Looking gorgeous.
Tell them what you see.
Okay, so she's doing the G squat in front of a pink Barbie Jeep. Childhood crush, Captain Picard from Star Trek.
Loved that bald-headed babe.
And then we got you with the biggest dildo.
Classic picture.
Another cute pick, different hair too, so you're letting people know it's all about variety.
Can you describe that picture? I don't know which one it is.
It's like curly hair. You're in front of a art
yes,
piece.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, and then you have a shirt with teeth that are like nom 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 nom, and it almost looks like you're gonna feed the dildo to the shirt.
Yes, that's the joke. A monster shirt and a monster dildo. I'm hungry for it.
See, because I'm a professional comedian.
A professional comedian understands.
So then we have your about me. You got your age, your height, where you at. Yes, you drink. Yes, you smoke cigs. Yes, you smoke marijuana. And yes, to some pills. And then?
Well, I take ADHD medication and I won't turn down Molly.
Oh, yeah. And then you have like the liberal sign letting people know, like, was probably great for the being out in Missouri. And then we got you in a jumpsuit. Throwing that ass back, which is good.
I love a big, powerful.
Exactly. That's all the information I need. And then a beach pick. It is like the perfect spectrum of like every pick you need on a dating site.
Thank you. Let people know
you're fun. Let people know, look, I got that ass. And this is me in a bikini.
Thank you.
And then what I wanted to be when I grew up, a bus driver or mechanic, which is nice.
Yes, I love cars, and I'd be the best bus driver.
Then it's you hugging the most gorgeous dog, which is a pup tax for the internet.
She's a monster.
Fact about me that surprises people. I don't know the lyrics to any full song, like maybe a chorus, but not a full song start to finish. Nice fun fact. Got you laying with your leg up, letting people know you're flexible, you know?
Letting you know you can slide right in.
I mean, like, different people have different flexibility. This is a great profile. I like it.
Thank you.
Definitely would get a swipe from me that would probably go unanswered.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I might answer you if he, I think you're adorable.
Well, I feel like, I don't know what it was, but whenever I was on any dating site, I even had, like, I was able to be on Tinder before I met Aurora. And, like, none of those sites, something about me putting words down about myself never worked. I did get put on, like, a Tinder Tumblr. Like, because I had a picture of me holding two pizzas, and it was like, I'd go out on a date with him, and I was like, okay, then why didn't you swipe? Because your boys was getting no swipes.
It seems as if you have, like, animosity towards the people who wouldn't date you before you got a wife, but you have a wife.
Yeah, I know. And I'm happy about that. But also, I'm a Pisces, and if you're in astrology,
I'm not. What does that mean?
That means...
That's the fish sign,
right? I crave affection at all times. And multiple partners. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Look, your boy out here being mad vulnerable.
You ever have an orgy?
No, which was crazy because Aurora told me, she was like, oh yeah, I've been in a, like, she's been in an open relationship before, and she's like been in a threesome. And I was like, and you'd never want to do that? She was like, no, I don't want to share you. I was like, why you got to be stingy with me though? You know?
Because she wants all that chocolate to herself. She said, I got a Hershey bar and I want it for me.
Yeah. So I live vicariously through my multiple thirst traps and just being, I've always been a slut. Like, you know, so.
Do you get,
like,
hit on at the gym?
No, because I feel like the gym is such a macho culture that the expectation is for me to make the first move, which is perfect. Because then I get to get all the affection and not have to be like, no, I'm sorry, I got a wife.
I got hit on once at the gym. And I was not hit on. I was like bending over, like placing a mat on the floor. And this man was on the phone and he went, my view just got better. And I turned around. I was like, are you talking to me? And he went, you heard that? And I was like, you said it out loud.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We are 2 feet from each other.
That's one of those like corny ass cornball, like when motherfuckers would text like, I really like Sasha. Oops, I sent it to the wrong.
It's, you know, like, what? You fucking knew this was Sasha. Yeah. You don't got no friends named Sasha.
Dude, I fucking I remember I did that and that shit never works. It never in the history because everyone sees through it and then it makes it even worse. I was like, damn, you couldn't even be straight up. You had to do this cornball ass ruse.
And he wasn't even cute. And he wasn't even working out. He was wearing jeans and like like dress shoes. I was like, what are you doing here? What, sir, are you doing here?
Getting the little club pre-pump. Getting the pump in.
People at the gym also like to tell me that I'm doing a good job. And I just, this is a PSA. If you ever see a fat person at the gym moving their body, they know they're doing a good job.
Yeah, please, that's so cool.
It's so rude. Also, it makes me not want to ever come back because now I know that everyone's staring at me.
Well, also, like, as a real like fit nerd and a gym nerd, like the people who have the most to say are the people with the wackest bods. Like, you know, and I don't want to be on here body shaming, but if you're using like your presence at the gym as a fuel to your ego to make you think that you can, like, no, you're not. Like, every time I'm like, and like, I do, I'm a petty ass nigga. Like, that's just what I do. So, like, whenever someone's doing too much, I'll, like, one time someone was deadlifting, like, I think about, like, offer like 315 pounds, which is like three plates, and making the most noise, the most theatric. So I went next to him and deadlifted 500 pounds silently. And he was quiet from there. It's like, stop.
I love a man in the weight room. I don't care how much weight is on the bar, but I love a man just going, It's my favorite fucking thing because then I'll make noise with them.
Yeah.
I'll have like a 5 pound weight and I'll be like, because I'm crazy.
Hey, look.
Iffy, I ask all my guests this. Would you date me?
Of course. I think about that all the time. Where it's like, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I feel like we'd be a dope power couple too. I've thought about this a lot where it's like, man, if I was single, who would be like my UCB power couple? And I think it'd be us. We're both like loud and black as fuck. So like people would see us coming from a mile away.
Unless it was nighttime.
Yeah, I know. Then people were like, where's all that noise? The ghosts are back again. The ghosts. Yo. Oh my gosh. So, you know, I'm at BuzzFeed now, and for some reason, there's a huge fucking TV behind my desk that is just playing ghost shows, like nonstop. And it's like, man, like the fact that this, like, it makes me mad when motherfuckers pass on my show. It's like, you bought this ghost show and no one's buying my show.
It is funny to see things on television and go, this is the best they could do. My favorite is a bad movie where, like, a scene is awful and you're like, that's the best take.
Yeah.
There's one movie where, oh, I don't want to, whatever. So there was this movie I was watching where the character was supposed to be, like, crying.
Yeah.
And he couldn't cry, so he was blinking and scrunching his face up. And I was like, so, like, not even a makeup girl helped him with those tears? You could do fake tears. Yeah, two. I was like, that's the best he did. And I was watching this other movie where the person stumbled through their monologue wasn't a choice. It was very much like, he doesn't know his lines and I fucking know it.
Yeah.
All right, Iffy, we've come to the end of the
episode. Yes.
So if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, please like it. Subscribe, give me a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you consume your content. And if you say something nasty, I will read it. So Abernith said, Nicole is so funny. Thank you. I want to fill her puss up with apples, dunk my head right in, and go apple bobbing. I very much love that.
Oh, man.
And then there is Pola Sloth. Nicole, love this show almost as much as I'd love to tag team that giant blue dildo until it creams Smurfs all over your beautiful chocolate body. Insert Jamaican air noise here. So I'll do that for you.
Grand Pandy, big old dildo as it squirts the Smurfs.
Iffy, you're Nigerian. Can you refrain? I'm kidding. Iffy, do you have...
I was trying to, like, shift into a Nigerian accent.
Can you do one?
Oh, of course I can do a Nigerian accent. I've been mocking my father for much too long. So we'll get the big dealer and we'll jerk it off until the Smurfs.
Have you seen that movie Concussion?
Oh, my gosh.
With Will Smith? How is his accent?
Bad!
Ah!
It's bad. Like... It's funny because I feel like a lot of people think that, like, you can just do African accent and it fits any hole.
Mm-hmm.
Not true. Every African accent has a specific dialect, especially like Senegalese.
Spanish.
Yeah, like Senegalese, like, since they speak French over there, it's a very Frenchy-sounding accent. Nigeria, it's very rough, you know. And that's why what was so cool and interesting about, like, the Black Panther African accent.
Yes.
It's very whispery and, like, so... When you do the African, when you do the Wakandan accent, you really do have to, like, whisper it out.
Whisper.
And that fact alone is like, oh, you put some thought into making it different because you understand that not all Africans sound the same.
Nice.
But because of that, when you have someone like Will Smith who's probably done, like, a goofy African accent, you're like, oh, you're good at this accent. Nail this.
Uh-huh.
And you have like white casting directors co-signing. I mean, he's Will Smith. So it's like, I'm gonna put Will Smith in a movie. Fuck the accent.
Mm-hmm.
So
fair. Did you think it was weird in The Lion King that nobody had an African accent?
Yeah. You know, but, you know, knowing what those castings probably were, probably for the best.
And the live-action one, I doubt they'll have African accents either.
I feel like Donald Glover's artsy ass is going to try something out. Like,
I
he's
hope
like,
Beyonce
Yo,
tries it.
I'm going to do I'm going to do an African accent, but, like, what would be a lion's African accent?
Mm.
You know, because it's got, like, a roar
slight
to
roars
it.
To it.
Yeah. And she went to California.
That's a good impression.
Yeah, that was my, that was a bop to me. I love that
song. That's good. It's a good, that whole album is
great.
Yeah. But let's see, what would Beyonce's African accent? I am Nala, and you better believe, I don't know, I can't.
That was pretty good. I felt it.
Is this a good African accent, or is it bad?
Look, you know what? I'll let the listeners decide.
Okay, if you're in Africa, please let me know if that accent was good. You could email me at baconcansave@gmail.com. Iffy, do you have anything you want to promote before we get out of here?
Oh, yeah, definitely listen to my podcast, Candy Dinner,
yes.
Which drops every Monday.
Monday.
Nerdificent drops Tuesdays. Catch me on Ify Wadiwe, IFYNWADIWE, on Twitter and Instagram. Definitely on Instagram. I'm really trying to get those Instagram followers up because, you know, I definitely need these flat tummy tea sales.
Yes. Flat tummy tea approached me and I was like, I'm bad for business. Your product is called flat tummy tea and you want a round tummied bitch to say it works for me?
Yeah.
I don't think so, my friends.
Yeah, so definitely.
Also, they offered $100 for a post and I was like,
oh no, that's trash.
That's trash.
But
rude.
I will take it, flat tummy tea. If you're listening now, hit your boy up. Ify Wadiwe, IFYNWADIWE. Trust me. Look, I got the thirst traps coming through. If you like that, also sometimes funny posts. And if you like cute kids, my daughter makes appearances every now and then.
Also, he's in an improv group, White Women.
Yeah,
they
have
really fun guests. Eric Andre's done the show. I've done the show.
Yeah.
Sashir Zamata has done the show.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I'm glad we got both of y'all to do it.
Has, what's his name, done it from SNL?
Chris Redd?
No. Old.
Oh yeah. Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows has done it.
Yeah, Tim Meadows has done it.
So, like, they have dope fucking guests. It's a really fucking fun show.
Yeah, please come out.
It's every month at UCB Sunset.
Yeah, yeah. Every second Friday. It's coming up. When does this one episode drop?
Girl, I don't know.
Super producer Marissa, do you have any clue?
It's going to be in
Okay, well, you missed this
one.
But
what is it?
But catch the next
third Friday?
The second Friday.
Second Friday of every fucking month. Go!
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.